All right, class, here we are again. No preliminaries. You know we're dealing with Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. We've been in ministry from that aspect, how to develop unlimited ministry. I'm going to take off here. The last thing I told you about the currency of ministry, and I had to find my spot to take off. Faith is the currency that God placed in my hand to fulfill the mandate he gave. We found out key, faith is the key to the kingdom. Let me give you a for instance here. What was it that brought the whole world out of the dark ages? It was Martin Luther measured of the just shall live by faith. That what brought the world out of the dark ages. Everything, class, works by faith. It is to every man according to his faith. And then we got Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. Those statements are so important. Now listen, it's not the quantity of your faith that matters, but it's quality and efficiency. Not the quantity. See, you know, it's the quality. So take it one step at a time. Faith, take faith one step at a time. Let's, in Matthew 17, 20, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, and then you make a note, Claire, in Romans 12, 3, God give every man the measure of faith. Mustard seed faith, measure of faith, mature in your faith. You have to mature your faith. There's a way to mature your faith. And so, but you got the amount you need, but you have to mature it so it, you can know what it, how powerful it is. Because of your unbelief, I mean, Matthew 17, 20, and then I want you to make a note, I think it's Luke 17, 5 and 6, when the apostles asked the Lord, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say. That's how powerful faith is. It's powerful. It's just developing, you're maturing it. But it's not the quantity, it's the quality. The seed is so powerful. The seed, the kingdom run by seed. So the seed of faith must always be planted for a harvest. Notice what it says here. So these scriptures go together that he said, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, hell yes, it's right there. You say unto this mountain, 17:20, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And then, wait a minute now, that message also, I want to look at another scripture here in Luke. That I think had great emphasis on this. I have to find it, but I'm going to find it. Class, you hold on. Look like it's in that same chapter, and I'm seeing something here that you're going to really be really explosive for us if I'm thinking what. Yes. So we're looking at Matthew 17, 20. Luke 17, 5 and 6. Now I'm stuck here because it's not the quantity of your faith that matter, but it's quality and efficiency. I mean, it can handle it. So it's nothing come up against you can't handle. In Luke 17, 5, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Now, you know, I told you Romans 12, 3, talk about the measure of faith. So every man got the measure of faith. Just don't think more highly of yourself than the other thing. Think soberly, and the faith will produce something. And the Lord said in verse 6, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. So that's twice. He talked about the mustard seed faith in Matthew 17, 20. Mustard seed faith in Luke 17, 6. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, we're talking about the quality of faith. you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the seed. And look what he said at the end of verse 6, and it should obey you. That's ministry. At the end of verse 20, in the 17th chapter of Matthew, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Whoa. At the end, in Luke 17:6, after telling you about the efficiency and the quality and the power of faith, he said, and not only the sycamore tree, but ministry and everything else, it should obey you. Listen, class, and nothing in the end of Matthew 17:20, talking about mustard seed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, class, you just graduated. I mean, school just started. But if you take those two scriptures there and work them, and Romans 12:3, and work them as they should be, you're going to be a powerful ministry or minister in the things of God. All right. I can't overemphasize this, but I'm going to expound upon this. Everything works by faith. You ready? You better get blessed in your personal life. Everything works by faith, and no case is too late for faith. Woo! I really want to preach right now. Everything works by faith, and no case is too late for faith. When your faith is at work, your victory in every battle is guaranteed. Guaranteed. Now that's three powerful steps. Nothing should be impossible to you. It will obey you. We're talking about faith, the voice of faith, the power of faith, the glory of faith. The Lord said to Simon in Luke 22:31, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. And then when your faith is not working, your ministry is going to be sifted. I don't care how many principles, I don't care who you follow, what the arrangement of service. I've seen ministers, if I could just get ministers to follow me, I got LTMA, if they just would follow, get close, they'll have sweatless ministry. But they got to follow, they got to get close, they got to pay attention. When your faith is at work, you're bound to be back on your feet. Yeah, that's what he's saying to Peter. Outside of faith, listen, I don't want you to struggle in ministry. No, you're going to have some things to deal with, but they're all going to be building factors. They're all going to be stepping stones. They make you stronger and stronger and stronger. Outside of faith, life remains a mere struggle. Outside of faith, ministry is a struggle. It's so important that you understand. Let me read something to you. But when faith is rooted in the truth and not a game of tricks, when faith come alive by the fire of the Word of God, when spiritual understanding becomes the bedrock upon what your faith is standing, then the result will keep flowing. Faith is what gives value to every destiny. Woo! I'm going to read that to you again. Take your notes. Chantel, my secretary, she's going to be getting the test together. And my secretary don't even know I'm going this route. She's going to listen to the tape herself. So listen now. Here, outside of faith, life, ministry, marriage, job, whatever, remain a mere struggle. But we're talking about ministry, isn't it? But we're talking about right now, in any aspect, because I'm a minister to you, in your life, because God has chosen to send you to this school, and you may have a businesswoman, a businessman, whatever your lot is now, listen. The Holy Ghost is about to speak to you. Outside of faith, life remains a mere struggle. inside of faith, life is sweatless. Ministry, life, marriage, finances, health, etc. Faith, you got to have faith. Can't go by feeling, you can't go by fear. But when faith is rooted in the truth, now that's the only way it's going to be good, and not a game of tricks. When faith comes alive by the fire of the Word of God, when spiritual understanding become the bedrock upon what your faith is standing, then result will keep flowing. Faith is what gives value to every destiny. Faith is what gives value to every destiny. So what I'm saying, what we're saying here, Claire, this paragraph here, this what we're saying here, you have to soak your life in faith. It can't be a formula. It can't be just because someone else did it that way. You can't take my faith and use it. You're going to have to develop your own faith in ministry. You learn from me and see results that faith has brought in my ministry, but you have to have your own faith. You see, because I got to go over this, but when faith is rooted in the truth, see, Jesus said in John 8:32, it's the truth that sets you free. So you got to be rooted in the truth for it to be real faith, and he says, not a game or trick. So undoubtedly, there are games and there are tricks that are played on faith. And the only way you're going to know is that you meditate and you be ground rooted. So a lot of times people think they're operating in faith. They're not. So they ask God what happened. You never ask God what happened. You ask yourself what happened. Because it's never on God and it's on your end. Am I really operating in faith? Or, come on, class, here we go. Am I operating in a formula that I read out of a book, that I saw on a broadcast? Or is this thing called faith really on the inside of me, personally, that I can use it? That's the key. That's what I had to do in life, in ministry. I had to find my own place in faith. If not, I would have stopped off and been dropped off a lot of places that I saw other ministries in today and ministries that I met 30, 40 years ago. I kept seeking. I kept crying out to God. I kept looking into the truth. And my faith stopped building. You can do that. Say for instance, the four jets that I've had. It's nothing but faith. I ain't had the money. It was faith. I got money now, but it was faith. I didn't know, no local ministry in my area had no a jet. Some of them tried to borrow mine, but you can't borrow a jet. You can't hitchhike a ride on a jet. You know, go and get your faith and get your own jet. The jet is for privacy. Nobody sat in my seat but me. I'm bragging on God. He's the star. He's the one did it. I mean, he told me I was going to look for one. He said, the jet is yours. I'll give it to you. All kind of complication came up. People took it off the market. I'm telling you about faith now. The bank started clowning. A man come with a group of people and he said, Mr. Thompson, suppose you don't get the jet. I said, sir, you're not here for that. You're here trying to take a trip with us, but you're not here to tell me, see my faith talking, whether I'm going to get the jet or not. And then after that, one of the girls who work in the bank said, the man asked, said, where's Reverend Thompson, what are you doing? He said, he'd taken four trips in that jet you was asking him about. So you see, faith is faith. Water Life Christian Center, this school of ministry, these guys who teach with me, it's all about faith. God, when you're in faith, God will send good people around you, and they build their faith, they learn from you. So it's so powerful that your faith be built in the truth, not in no tricks and scheme. I like the statement, when faith comes alive by the fire of the Word of God, so important, when spiritual understanding, so we're talking about truth, we're talking about the Word of God, we're talking about spiritual understanding, then it says, become the bedrock upon what your faith is standing. then results will keep flowing. Wait, what I say? Results will keep flowing. What I say? Results will keep flowing. What I said? Results will keep flowing. That's what I have enjoyed for the last almost four decades. Results just keep flowing. Did you have any difficulty? Results just keep flowing. You don't look at the difficulty. You look at the result. You look at the power of faith. That's what Abraham was doing back in Romans chapter 4. He looked at the results. He knew that God was well able to perform what he promised. All that is impacted in faith. You're going to either live by impacted faith or you're going to live an embalmed fake. Know that. And remember I said that to you. I speak the best over you. Faith is what gives value to every destiny. Listen, let's talk about some faith generation of proof in Hebrews chapter 11. I tell you, boy, they got some things done in Hebrews chapter 11 on faith. So I want you to read Hebrews chapter 11 as a backdrop. When faith is at work, listen, your life begin to command proofs. Above all, everything that has been stagnated in your life begin to enjoy motion tonight. When faith is at work, your life begin to command proof. I know it. My life always commanding proof, not because of Leroy Thompson, but because of the faith of God that he has given me the key to the kingdom and to all solution, to all impossibility, to all limits, that keeping unlocking those levels. And the same thing began as I impart this to you tonight on your ministry, on your life. Well, let's go back. On your life, your ministry, and your affairs. If you pay attention to these classes, things are going to start coming unlocked. The essence of faith is a generation of proof at home, at work, in your journeys, in your children, in your families, etc. Proof of God's faithfulness and his power. See, faith carried a proof of God's faithfulness. Now that's another, class, this is dynamite. This is dominion. I can go back to Abraham in that Romans 4. His faith was carrying the proof of God's faithfulness. See, and once you see faith in operation through you, once you, man, many of y'all have made some step in faith already, I understand, but this class is to take you to another level because I'm saying some things that you probably never heard said about faith. Your journey, your children, your work, your home, your ministry, your family. But faith, now this is profound. Faith is proof, P-R-O-O-F-S, of God's faithfulness and his power. I love that. Take that. Grab that. Hold on. Wrestle with it. Beginning from now, listen, your faith will begin to give you an unending experience of the proof of God's power in your life. From now on, you ready for this? Everyone will know and see that your faith is working. Yeah, there's no doubt, there's no limit. Now, I live an unlimited life. All my neighbors know that. The neighbor in front of me, the neighbor on both sides of me. I had the young lady, and I could say it in the school to your student. She's in a real estate business, and I ain't called her name. And I love her very much, and we ride bikes and meet each other. She's one of my neighbors, and she did something on a level another man did. He's dead now. Let me go back to him. I went to an inspection to get my car inspected, and young man I was reared with, but he had no respect for my ministry, And they thought I was going to be a failure, and I came out to be a great success by faith. And so he met me, boy. He always wanted to tell you, he's a Baptist boy, deacon. And he said to me, he says, man, I got $20,000 in the bank. I said, this boy trying to talk to me about $20,000. I said, man, I got $20,000 in my pocket. You know? And so I go back to this young lady. She's a Caucasian young lady. She took me to my fence. I went to my fence in the front yard, and she gave me this great news. She said, you know, we almost got $3 million, me and my husband. I don't want anybody to know it. I said, yes, ma'am. If I had replied, if I had answered her, we would still, that's been months ago, we would still be picking up off the ground. But it's wonderful she got $3 million. But I've been there a long time ago. What I'm saying, faith. It's not the money, it's faith. It's not fame, it's not the jet, it's faith. It's God. It's God's faithfulness. It's you know, holiness, sanctification, obedience has to be in this. You know, faith don't play no game. Faith ain't gonna work in no whorish environment. I'll tell you right now, faith ain't gonna work there. It's something fake or whatever, but not faith, all right? So you got that. So I just want to tell you about the proof of faith. Faith is the proof of God's faith in it. All right. Every event in the life of a Christian is a direct product of faith. Every good report make the world agree that your faith is working. Make the world agree. The system, the satanic forces, intellectuals, academic, who somewhat looked down on God and the ministry, got church over in a little corner, and everybody else productive, football, basketball, movie star, and all just slinging mud in the church faith. No, those days are over, because I'm talking to a group about to rise with the Abraham anointing on them, rise, soaring like Isaac, rise like Jesus. That's the type of ministry I want to produce for God from this school of ministry. That's why I'm taking line by line, things that I've learned, things that I've studied, I'm giving to you. These are the most powerful things you ever heard in your life. If you take a hold of these things, I'll see you at the top. All right? Listen to me. Just listen to me. Give me a chance. Every good report make the world agree that your faith is working. Faith is the master key to, you get listening, y'all taking note? Faith is the master key to a world of good reports. This is powerful. And we're talking about Bible-based, word-provoked, word-fired faith. Get this, class. Bible-based, word-provoked faith. Word, fire, like a fire, faith. So that's why I'm here unfolding the subject of faith in the school, and that's why I believe God blocked me from teaching something else. He won't, because I have a lot of lessons on faith. I'm teaching on faith now in my ministry. The next statement I'm going to make, going to slap all your problems out of your door. You ready? Anything you're dealing with, better be slapped out the door. Faith is all it takes. Faith to get all the fakes out of your life. Faith is all it takes to get those lies. Faith, listen, overrule facts. So there are some facts in your life. Yeah, it's really there. There are some things like you've been blocking your ministry, really there. But you now getting a grip on a anointing of faith that's going to remove everything. Look, write this down. Faith is all it takes. My God. Faith is all it takes for you to become a living proof. Every living proof is faith generated. We see it in Hebrews chapter 11. And then, oh my God, we about to read something that I might take off and run. All the living proof record in Hebrews chapter 11, get this scripture, 32-35, for instance, was faith generated. Now, here we go. Hebrews 11:32. And what should I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophet. Now watch this. Who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lion. Wow. Through faith. Quenched the violent fire. Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness was made strong. All this by faith. Waxed vigilant in flight. All by faith. Turned to flight the army of the alien. Things come in your ministry. You're going to turn it by faith. Women received their dead raised to life again. Wow. And others was tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32-35. My, my, my. Now, this goes to buttress the fact that every living proof is faith generated. Faith is all it takes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be exploring class, in these classes, the mystery of faith, because it is a principal requirement for you to be a living proof. So we're going to be dealing in this class with the mystery of faith. We finally will get to the exploit of faith. That what Daniel had explored, and he had an excellent spirit. He had excellent faith, trusting in God. We'll finally get to that in these classes. Faith is the commander of kingdom mystery. My, my. I think Paul in the book of Timothy, I can't think of the scripture right now, and you may know it, holding, I think he said holding fast to the mysteries of faith. I'll look that up and write it down and give it to you. Let's talk about, now this is going to be shocking to you because it's shocking to me to some extent, but I've been doing it for many years. Commanding mysteries. Commanding mysteries. What? My dog won't even listen to me, I know. Commanding mysteries. We're telling you what a position faith puts you in. Not commanding people, but commanding mysteries. When you become a mystery commander, Satan is defeated in your ministry. Every kingdom principle, listen now, every kingdom principle is a mystery. This is because there may never be any scientific proof, but the result cannot be doubted. So it is a mystery. Let me read this. For instance, there is no scientific explanation for Lazarus coming back to life after being dead, buried, and was stinking for 4 days. See, it's not science, it's mystery. That you can't explain the mystery of them boys pouring that water in that barrel. The people needed wine. You can't explain the mystery by the time they got it to the wedding, it had turned into wine. See, it's the best wine we ever, man, it's the best wine I ever drank. Supernatural. See, you cannot base your ministry on the evening news. You cannot base your ministry on what critics are saying about your ministry because they don't understand. Me having the sign from God to teach on money coming, I have to do that by faith. I can't pay attention to all the hecklers and the screamers because money coming is a mystery that God brought into the earth's realm for his people. And so therefore, those who are not unfolding mysteries with their faith, They think it's a fake. So they stay broke. Like the little boy said, he broke. Stay broke. All right. I'm going to go a little longer, Claire. Hold on. All kingdom treasures are packaged in mysteries. All the blessing, virtues, and treasures of the kingdom are packed in mysteries. Among all such mysteries, faith is a principal mystery because it is the very substance of the kingdom. Mark 4:11, Mark chapter 4, verse 11, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And you got to be operating in faith. If you are born again, you're a member of God's family, and thus you can access the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Faith access the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. My God, my God. I'll give you one more statement, I'm going to close this class. The mystery of the kingdom are simply the spiritual principles of the kingdom. It is by these mysteries that we command mysteries over the affairs of life here on earth, over the affairs of our ministry. That's what Daniel, in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, and I'm going to teach you more extensively for this class over about this, but this verse, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Now I want you, E-X-P-L-O-I-T-S, look that up, because that's where your ministry is headed. See you next class.